Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I said? No one can push harder than the most honorable Elijah Muhammad was allowed to push.
Yes, sir.
And he put the categories of how the lower chain up under him could push. So they all couldn't push like he was pushing because you can't push everybody at the same pace.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the greatest thing that a person could do, or the greatest thing that a person could know, is that Allah God, the person of the Muhammad, and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad can reveal to a person is to know, do your brother love or your sister love Allah God, and the person of the Master of Muhammad is less than the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and do they believe in what they're saying?
Yes, sir. We submit to that. Yes, sir.
You know, and any time a people's move all the way around and across and go through all that they have been through, what the sisters have been through, struggling and still trying to hang on, even though they sometimes they act like a jackass or sometimes they act like whatever, but whatever it is, it's still the will of Allah God, the President of the Master of the Divine, because I don't know no righteous people that didn't act like a jackass at a certain time.
That's
yes,
right.
But you understand? So that alone is sufficient enough to let you know that, hey, they're into this. And you can't get into this and be traveling into it through all those up and downs and then not become a part of you.
Well, yes, sir, that's right. And they are in this.
And they are a part of it. So therefore, if you took it away from them, they would never, ever, I don't care who it is, sit there, some of them so-called Aurora, or it could be that sister down there in Vallejo, or it can be any other. And once you're into it and once it's gotten out to you, there's nothing that you can do that you can run from.
That's right. Yes.
It's there as a part of your life, and you would feel naked as a jaybird or rejected if you had to go through life without it, because you cannot hide that knowledge no more. It's always there, and it's always going to come in front and come out front to you.
Yes, sir.
You know, if you go try to go to a Christian church, you couldn't lay in the Christian church and be dead because the knowledge would come right back up again. You would hear the same old thing.
Yes, sir.
You can't go out in the street and just lay out there because you're going to see the reality of the truth of what's being said.
Yes, sir.
And you can't go just sit up at your so-called mother's house and think you're going to get away from it because it's going to blast you smack in the face again.
Yes, sir.
It's no running from it. Once a matter is decreed and once it has been gotten, there's no place to run, there's no place to hide. That's why it says, some people say, well, dang, I wish I had never got a hook to that knowledge, because now that knowledge burns you in any direction that you try to run to get away from it.
Yes, sir.
Thank Allah for that, sir. I was just going over this point in the Holy Quran last night.
Yes, ma'am. And that's why they had to put all this in writing in the holy books so that when it comes to the conclusion, you would be better able to understand what's happening so that you would, and you'd be better able to understand those who say, I'm sitting down.
Yes, sir.
You would look at them with what the doggone Sam Hill is wrong with you to sit down. You would look at them with an understanding way and say, okay, well, fine. Yes, because, you know, in sitting down, they're going to get kicked right back up.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
there's no sitting down once you get it.
Yes, sir.
You might think it's sitting down, but in sitting down in that state, it's become such a hell that you're triple time in haste getting back.
That's true. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So the Muslim black mama say, there's one thing about once you get this knowledge, and once Allah God, the President Master, wants to see for mama give it to you, let me assure you that you say, well, hey, I want to go back to the way that I was living before I come back in. I don't need to be involved in all this here. There is no way under the sun or in the sun, in front of the, out from the sun, that you can go back to the same spot with the same way without ever hearing this and be the same old way.
Oh, yes, sir. Allah God, the President of Master Walt Dufar Muhammad, the Messenger of Muhammad Elijah Muhammad, through my petroleum, the Master J-Man, and speaking with Anshel Muhammad, so-called Jabari. This is what the brother had revealed. Was in the case of Anselm Muhammad, so-called Arroyo. It's like she is crying out.
Well, fair. You know, you can never, ever go back to the same spot. You know why? You would go deeper
into
a hell, and into a more of a hell, into a more miserable way.
Yes, sir. All I got in the person of Master Waski Fire Muhammad, the Messenger of Muhammad Elijah Muhammad, and going through the notes of the tapes and everything, sir. This was what I was reading last night. Yes, sir. To give to the brother. Yes, sir.
See, if you were drowning and if you were in shit, you wouldn't care too much if you didn't know that you was really in shit.
That's right, yes.
But once you are made aware that this is shit, and this shit is going to suffocate you, this shit is going to contaminate you, this shit, and you go sit back in that shit, you're that much aware of the hell then.
Yes, sir.
Dude, you can't go back to where you say, well, I wish I didn't know that this was shit.
Yes, sir.
That's because the damage has already been did.
That's
That's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, look, don't play with Islam because Islam will burn you.
Right.
If you come here and try to get just a little bit of it and think you're going to go back out there, you're going to find you're going to get burnt.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So allow God, the President of Master Wallace, Islam Muhammad, cause all this to happen so that you would be a knower. All we have to do is catch you. All you have to do is just take, just like the Most Honorable Elijah, we had a lesson that we used to teach a long time ago. You can take a Muhammad's big newspaper. You can be flying over a savage place where people can't even read, write, or spell. They don't even know nothing about fire. It is said that the power, to show you the power of the words, all you have to do is just lean out, push open the door, force open the door, and just throw that Muhammad's big newspaper out there and let it land among all them savages. Come back in 50 years, you will see a civilization monstrous growth.
Yes, sir.
That's the power of the writings that was in the Muhammad's big newspaper.
Yes, sir.
You would come and see they done built a civilization with that knowledge. They'll be to learn how to read off that knowledge and learn how to do that.
Yes,
now, that's the kind of knowledge. That's why all you got to do is just get the word to them, and it's going to take hold. It's no way that they can stoke the fire of Islam out.
Yes, sir.
You stoke it over here, little fires jump up everywhere else from it.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
This is why more people's come into Islam. More people are now beginning to wake up, and since the great awakening of Master J, it is on the roll again.
Yes, sir.
It's coming to the earshot of the peoples again.
Yes, sir.
You understand? They thought that they had Allah God and the President of Master Wallace Ibn Allah Muhammad and his Master the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad made them conceive within their mind that they had conquered Islam in order to fulfill the prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Because it said that the giant would raise up, take a yawn, look around, and start moving around, and then fall back down and go to sleep, and then raise up again to never go back to sleep.
Yes, sir.
This was prophesied.
Yes, sir.
So, Master Wallace Ibn Muhammad didn't come to change nothing. He come in order to fulfill prophecy.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He didn't come to say, well, I'm going to stick you in the butt with a pen, and you won't feel it. He comes to make you aware that if I stick you in the butt with a pen, you're going to feel it, and he's going to make known to you the mathematical reason of why you feel it.
Yes, sir.
And why it had to be dead in that particular way.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He didn't come to do all that spookism stuff.
That's right. Yes, sir. This has been very good for the brother, too. Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, he comes to do things in a materialistic, physical way.
Yes.
Surely there is a spookism way. But we done had enough of spookism, way.
That's right.
You understand? We done had so much spookism that even if the spookism was truth, it would still be spookism to us, and it would spook us away from ism.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir. That's true.
It said, and that would be make prophecy be right. He said, I come to mathematically bring about a change. Not spookism bring about a change. But mathematically bring about a change with the reality of the physical that you can see when you know that you are sane.
Yes, sir.
That's what he comes to bring about a change about. And then we deal with he's dealing with the astral, the cosmo plane, dealing with the universal plane, dealing with the subconscious, the superconscious, dealing with the natural ways of man, dealing with the natural everything. Everything is to be dealt with.
Yes, sir.
So this is why it would have to be a supreme being to deal with all these mentalities, and wouldn't be allowed to leave the people guessing about voodoo, Hindu, Jokaboo.
That's right, yes, sir.
All that food. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why he is here to eliminate all that. What it would take for you to suck through all that,
too many
lives would be lost and all kinds of chaos would be developed to try to figure out the science of jujuism.
Yes, sir. That's right. When we had here in the remote control unit, Master J coming directly from Allah God and the person of Master Wasdi Fire Muhammad and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, sir.
Yes, ma'am. This is one reason Allah God and the person of Master Wasdi Fire Muhammad and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad allowed Master J to demonstrate and show a little bit of Jujuism and voodooism, what would be in the room, and I would tell you about the joining snakes and the symbols on the rugs and stuff that you would see.
Yes, sir.
And the white little pebbles coming together and the covers moving, and I would tell you about South America with the and stuff.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
so that you would know that all the power of Jesuism, Buddhism, and whatever it is into the power of Master Wallace Stephen Ryan Muhammad to utilize as he sees fit.
That's right, yes, sir.
So why even worry about that?
That's right, yes, sir.
Let us worry about the physical processes here, because all that Jew-Jewism and Boo-Booism and all that, it works off the mathematics of filth.
Yes, sir.
So, if you clean yourself up the way Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Stephen Ryan Muhammad, the President of Master Wallace Muhammad tells you to, you won't fall victim to the power of Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Stephen Ryan Muhammad, and especially the Master Wallace Stephen Ryan Muhammad, voodoo works.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? Because the voodoo works is his work. He didn't come to change the voodoo works.
Yes, sir. That's right. He
comes to utilize the voodoo juju works, the juju man's works, in order to fulfill the prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He didn't come to take the juju of boo-boo woke work and throw it out the door.
That's yes, right, yes, sir.
He come to take it and utilize it for so-and-so.
Yes, sir.
For the completion.
Yes, sir.
All power is ordered into play to be utilized for the good in doomsday.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The powers of the devil himself is to be utilized for the good of the righteous. So it would be no way that you would know how righteous to, how to gauge yourself, to know how righteous God has made you, unless he has had the devil's way brought to you.
Yes, sir.
And that you had manifested and felt the devil's way.
Yes, sir.
So it would be no way that you could know what is so-called good if there was no so-called bad.
Yes, sir. Yes,
there would be no way that you would know what energeticness is and the values of energeticness until you have been made known through the nigger's laziness.
Yes, sir.
Once you made to lay around and become lazy, or made to see other people lay around and become lazy, then you can understand the value of a person that is moving around taking care of business.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Without that, you wouldn't know the value of it.
Yes, sir.
And so, therefore, in the middle of a very important thing, they might all turn lazy.
Yes, sir.
And even turn lazy.
Yes, sir.
So once you taste it and you ignore it, you don't even know why it says that motion and action is life.
Yes, sir.
And that's why they say camera, action.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Once you know, once you... See, let me tell you something. A marriage that is put together in hell will be a greatest marriage that you have ever seen once it has been taken into heaven.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But a marriage that was put together in a heavenly state would never know the glory of its marriage.
Yes, sir.
Compared to the one of the marriage that was put together down in hell. When the one in hell marriage is put together and is brought into the state of heaven, it understands the value of that heaven and the value of this love relationship more than the one who has never even seen or felt or touch none of the evilness down there in hell.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's why it says that you hear music from the bottom. And you can bet your bottom dollar you can know exactly that what God's going to take to replace this devil.
Yes, sir.
So therefore it says, wait until I make them become the